SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. With war raging nearby, it was a scaled-down Good Friday in Jerusalem.
Despite ongoing tensions in the Middle East, Christians have marked Good Friday in Jerusalem. Worshippers move slowly down the Via Dolorosa, the cobblestone alley that cuts through the limestone-walled Old City, where tradition says Jesus bore the cross to his crucifixion. The Church of the Holy Sepulchre, as well as other various religious sites, is open to the faithful. Over the past 2 weeks, Friday prayers have passed without violence at the revered Al-Aqsa Mosque under tight Israeli restrictions. I'm Charles Diletesma.
Also at SRNNews.com, a drop in illegal crossings at the border does not necessarily mean a drop in illegal immigrants actually entering the United States. Tayshia Stevens explains why.
Every Senate Democrat voted against an amendment that would prevent taxpayer dollars from being used to pay for illegal immigrant flights into the U.S. According to a union president, many more taxpayer dollars will be used. National Border Patrol Council President Brandon Judd says the Biden administration is artificially reducing the number of illegal immigrant encounters at the southern border. Speaking to the New York Post, he said the administration is copying a move that was common during the Obama presidency, flying illegals into the United States so that the border does not look as out of control. The union president called the plan just a bait and switch. Tayshia Stevens reporting.
New York State police say two men from Senegal froze to death and found in the snow close to the Canadian border. Bodies found Monday in a routine patrol, both about 25 years of age. Bodies were found in an area that has become increasingly popular with people trying to get into the United States from Canada. This is SRN News. A new effort to spread the gospel in foreign prisons underway.
Officials with Prison Fellowship International and Eastern European Mission say they hope to distribute more than 100,000 Bibles to prisoners and their families all across Eastern Europe this year. EEM will print the Bibles and PFI will get them in the hands of people who participate in their programs in jails across Russia, Hungary, Romania, and other countries. Eastern Europe is seeing spiritual renewal after decades of repression. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Federal government asking a court to halt California's enforcement of a rule requiring prison guards be clean-shaven. Say it amounts to religious discrimination. Muslims, Sikhs, and some other Americans wear beards as an expression of their faith, and the California statute would bar them from working in prisons. The Corrections Department is defending its policy. This is SRN News. New York City turning to tech to help combat a surge in crime underground.
City officials unveiling a pilot program to deploy portable gun scanners in the subway system. Mayor Eric Adams says the scanners will be introduced in certain stations after a legally mandated 90-day waiting period. Adams says they're working to identify companies with expertise in weapons detection technology. One legal aid attorney says gun detection systems can trigger false alarms, causing panic. Rich Thomason reporting.
Raining marshmallows near Detroit. A helicopter dropped thousands of the treats onto a park where kids were waiting. A person threw them out of the chopper out of a sack. Now, the treats were not for eating. The kids exchanged their marshmallows they grabbed for a prize bag containing candy, a coloring book, and a pass to a water park. More details at SRNNews.com.